Murphy Parks Funeral Service, this is Michelle, may I help you?
Hey Michelle, is Greg in?
Yep, hold on one second.
Cool, thanks.
All right, Jeremiah.
Hey, Greg.
Okay. All right, boss.
Did you get my email?
No. You just shoot me one, did you?
Yeah, I shot it to you, but we'll go over it over the phone. I saw it just in case.
One second, yeah. Just pull it up here. Okay, I got you right here, bud. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, page one is what Greg signs, print title and date, seller. Okay. Greg signs, prints.
So on that first page, just sign and then fill out all the required, which I think is your print, the title and the date. And then under that dark black thick line, have your wife just sign right there. Sign and print.
On page one.
Oh, yeah.
Page one, I got, okay, I got mine, sign my name and print that way and put my title behind my name, my ticket.
Yeah, right where it says the title, it's asking for title.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking at page one, bud.
You're not looking at page one. All right, it's the very first page.
Page one I got is, there's two page ones.
Okay, hold on.
First one is has guarantors on the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay, let me see.
That's a merchant, that one says on top, Merchant Agreement Revenue Program.
Okay, hold on.
At the bottom it says page 1 of 6.
Yeah, that's the one. You see right next to it where it says seller?
Uh-huh.
That's where you're going to sign right there.
Why am I a seller?
You're technically not the seller, but you... I don't actually 100% know. And I can find it. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello, Greg?
Yep.
Yeah, the reason why is because it's basically you're selling your future receivables, which is your income that's coming in. So you got to be the seller, and the guarantor just means you're responsible for the loan.
business owner wise? So on that first page, you sign there and then have your wife sign underneath that big black line right there. And then just name, your title, date, and then the rest of the pages after that, just initials on behalf of seller.
Okay, then I'm selling the future.
Future receivables, basically anything that's pretty much that's coming in because we're taking it out of your bank account. We're taking the daily amount of what it is of what you're depositing in there. So whatever your product is which is a service, you're selling that basically back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just taking it out.
Okay.
It's just how it's worded.
Help me again. Looking at some different things here. Give me if this is something else. And where does it show exactly what the payments are? I've seen it somewhere.
Yeah, it'll be on page. Let's see here. It's got to be on the very first page.
Yeah, well, I think so, bud.
Right? Every time we do a contract, it's usually always different here. Let me see. No principal. Here's a 41,000. Let me look for it.
I think that's what I did last time. I couldn't find the darn thing. And
yeah.
And I'm thinking this has to be what I'm thinking because then
Grand Parks, 41,000. I guess it doesn't have it on there. I don't know how it doesn't. If you...
It has to be on here, buddy, because otherwise we can't...
Yeah, hold on.
I know I've seen it, so now I'm...
That's what I'm thinking. It has to be on here, too. Give me 1 minute. Let me have my manager take a look at it real quick.
Thanks.
Yeah.
just got me questioning myself again.
Hey, Greg?
Yep.
Let me, can I call you right back?
All right.
This is a great question, and they always have the daily on there. I don't know why it's not on here. Let me call you back.
Well, that's maybe in the other one I was looking at.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, I'll get it fixed.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.